And we have Steel Wool in the studio. There we go. And we're going to find out more about them because I don't know much about them. All I know is tomorrow they are opening the Sunday Astoria Market. Let's listen to one off of their album. It's a self-titled track. So the album is called All the Love in the World. This is number 4 off of their CD. And here we go. And we'll get with them right after this.
I can see way into the future. I see a vision of your smiling face and your soft round shoulders all covered with lace in the foreground of the patterns on the ceiling of your room. All my senses reeling. Such a wonderful feeling.
Yes, All the Love in the World, which is the title track of the album that is right in front of me right now, and the band is called Steel Wool, and all songs by Tim Mueller. Hi, Tim.
Hi.
We got Tim here off to my right. He is the lead vocalist and plays guitars and writes most of the music, as we just stated. We have TR on bass. We have Nell, who is playing percussion, and also with Randy. Randy is playing drums. Welcome, everybody.
Hey, Todd.
Thanks.
Hey. Good to see ya.
Where do you all hail from?
We come from Eugene, okay. The land of the Volkswagen microbuses and old men hippies with long gray hair.
I see.
Yeah, you see, yeah.
Yeah, it's a very generic look. I see that you have the same look.
Yeah, I feel very comfortable in Eugene.
Gotcha. So how long have you been together as a band?
Three, 4 years.
About 4 years, yeah.
And you all met in Eugene, or?
Well, we're all involved in the autism community down there in Eugene as members or providers or professionals or one thing or another. And I'm involved in a nonprofit called the Kind Tree Autism Rocks that has an annual summer camp for families with autism. And Tiara and Randy, as a duo, Raventones, performed there.
Okay.
And still do. And that's how we got to know each other.
All right. And this is your one and only album. And that was a great track. And how long had you been together before you hit the studio in
1 year.
1 year.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty.
We did this after a year.
That's pretty excellent.
Yeah.
And you're playing tomorrow the opening of the Sunday Market. I just have to ask you, how'd you get that gig? How did that work?
Tim and I came up here about a year ago and peddled ourselves all over the place.
Okay.
And we were down the street corner with a cup.
With a big banner that said Steel Wool.
And no used to live here in Astoria, so she's got mojo or something to make it happen.
Ah, I see.
I have family here.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, great.
Yes.
And we all love Astoria.
We just do. Yeah, we keep coming back. Like last time Randy and I were here in March, you guys were running a pledge drive, and we were so like, oh, this station's great. I'm going to call in and pledge. Like, where are you from?
Wonderful. What did you get back? As I said, you know, sometimes we give gifts back. Did you get something?
No. I just said, just keep the goodies.
Well, thank you to you.
Yeah.
Very much.
We love public radio.
Let's talk more and learn about you, but let's get right into the music. What are we going to hear first?
Oh, well, the first one is a song that came about after a bunch of traveling and sitting in the lawn chair next to the bubbling brook at Custer Camp in South Dakota, you know, feeling relaxed and got my eyes closed, and Nell shouted at me from the RV, "Are you sleeping?" I said, no, I'm not sleeping. I'm living the best life ever. So that's this called. This song's called "I'm Not Sleeping."
And I think we need to dedicate it to Fiona because today's her 9th birthday.
Oh.
And there is very big mention of grandchildren in here.
There we go.
That's right.
It is a family community radio station. Very appropriate.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
Just a moment while you walk the sky. I'm not sleeping. I'm not sleeping. Oh, I'm not sleeping. I'm just resting my eyes. Children of my children. Can look at me. I will reach into the air while you learn to fly. I'm not sleeping. I'm not sleeping. I'm not sleeping. Just resting my eyes. Not long and longer still.
day. But don't sleep the day away. Homing on the top of Crystal Hill, all in there. Why don't you come on and join me here, girl? I'm not sleeping. I'm not sleeping. I'm not sleeping. Just resting my eyes. Radio radar out there in me. Storms are brewing in the stratosphere. Resting, huh? Just resting my eyes. Ooh, I'm not sleeping. 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 Oh, I'm not sleeping. Just resting my eyes.
Nobody's sleeping through that one. That's Steel Wool. TR, you jam on the bass, by the way. That was awesome. So, Tim, how you write the music, how does that work for you? Are these songs that you've had in your back pocket for quite a while and that you wanted to bring to the table with these folks with you, or did you write them, after you had gotten together as a band?
Well, kind of both. Some of the songs that we do are, one song is not on the CD that we've been playing now. I wrote when my daughter was 2 years old, and she's 34. So that one, this one is, she's 33. Oops.
Oops, and, you're gonna hear about that.
Sorry, Miranda. And this one in particular, we were traveling just a couple of years ago, and we were at Custer Camp and a bunch of those places, and matter of fact, the next song that we're going to do is the same kind of thing. Sitting around the campfire and messing around with the guitar, staring at a sunset or a bubbling brook or something.
Sure.
And stuff just kind of percolates around, you know.
I get it.
Paul McCartney said, I just wake up one morning and the whole song was in my head.
Uh-huh, okay.
That happens, yeah.
In the form of, how is that process for you? Is it more lyrics or do you start with a riff or a percussion?
Usually I start with the riff.
Okay.
And then playing something and start mumbling around and then a phrase like I'm not sleeping will come tumbling out of my mouth, and I thought, that sounds kind of fun, and maybe I'll get two other lines, and then I have to put the guitar down and start writing stuff. See if it fits.
Sure. Yeah. And everyone in the band kind of adds their own element after you kind of bring that one to a practice.
Tim says, here, check this out, and then I'll figure out what key it's in and start coming up with the riff. These guys, Nell usually has a little more clue with it because she gets to hear it from the beginning, and then we bring these little signature riffs and we figure out harmony parts, so he brings it, but then we kind of
Rearrange
them with him.
Yep. Gotcha.
Yeah, and I think that's great. It's a lot of times I'll have the whole arrangement in my head, but kind of, and I don't say anything, and those guys pick it out of my head.
Sure.
It's great.
So how often do you play out, play gigs?
Summer is pretty busy for us. We've got kind of a full summer right now, down the coast and in the valley. Winter, you know, do a few small things, but not as much as we'd like to yet, but
right, yeah.
You know, there's always more gigs.
We're at Cafe Mundo down in Newport on July 24th.
Uh-huh.
That's our next gig up this way.
Gotcha.
We'd like to do more festivals.
Sure.
Yeah.
We're doing a Eugene Wildflower and Music Festival next weekend. And
oh, that's a big one, yeah.
We'd love to do that beer festival that you guys have in the fall.
Sure.
We yes. like beer.
Brew
we
cup.
Like
beer.
We like Astoria.
Cup. We'd love to do the brew,
brew cup. I might be able to help you with that.
Okay. Community radio. Make connections.
That's what we want to do.
We like traveling. We both have little RVs, so part of the traveling around, you know.
Is sure.
Part of the playing music is camping.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yes. Very inspiring, too, at the same time. And it's so appropriate to, be up at the beach and have a beach fire and just bring your instruments down and maybe create something. And do you get together and, maybe in between the songs that you have down on paper, one person just starts up a jam, another person jumps in, and does things come from that as well? Say maybe at a band practice where something organic just comes out of the practice from a jam.
I don't think we've done that.
Not
this
too
band
often.
Yet.
Okay, gotcha.
But we've got one that we started messing around with just a couple of weeks ago that we were just jamming on a rock and roll riff.
Yeah.
In A.
Yeah.
And I just started saying things.
Sure.
And now there's a whole thing written, and we think we like it. But
so it's definitely starting to go that direction for sure. Yeah. The more we're together and the more cross-pollinating ideas and things.
Right.
You know.
Well, here we are with Steel Wool. Ooh, I missed the bar.
Oh, he's on us. Todd is on us, man.
And they're playing tomorrow at the Sunday Market. Let's hear another one, guys.
All right.
What are we going to hear next?
Okay, tell us about this now.
Tell us now.
Okay, so this is a song with an mbira.
Okay.
Mbira.
In it, which is an ancient African instrument, and the name of the song is Flower. Tim wrote some words and some music over the top of a traditional Shona piece. So the piece that I'm playing is called Taireva, which is an ancient piece of music that's been passed down, not written, but passed down from generation to generation by the Shona tribe in Zimbabwe.
Okay.
And we kind of meld it.
Fusion.
Melded.
Yeah.
Fusion. We call it fusion music.
Got it.
Okay? I hope you can hear this.
Yeah.
And here we are.
He'll crank it up if he can.
Okay. You're my flower.
filled with color. And they're darting around our toes. That lizard knows how to go to find some cover. So many rocks fill the boxes and still they're overflowing. Funny, but that's just how I feel when the love is real and the desert wind.
Flower by the Steel Wool Band, and they're here live in the studio. That was wonderful. And I'm looking at their CD right now, and the CD is entitled All the Love in the World, Introducing Steel Wool Harmony. I gotta
Jokers.
harmony-driven, funky folk rock, world beat, upbeat, and happily serious. The Steel Wool Band, S-T-E-E-L, woolband.com. Buff your terminals, folks. So, I can ask you, where did the animal sound come from? I'm very curious.
Well,
it's the wool, really.
It's the sheep.
Oh, my gosh.
This is so funny.
Excuse me. You know, every time I think of steel wool, I'm actually thinking of the actual steel wool, which I use, which
we're
I use
out
quite
to
often.
Change that for everybody in the United States.
Well, you just
world.
Changed me,
yes.
For sure. I got to, yeah, thank you.
Soul at a time.
If you all come to see us tomorrow, we're going to do some woolly-related songs, and we'll have lots of sheep on board.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, Randy is a really craftsman on the drums. You know, he's a journeyman craftsman on the drums. But he's also got the whimsical side, you know, and he's just recently completed coating his drum set with sheep wool.
Ah.
Just this? A little decorative on the smooth.
I see that. Very nice. Very nice.
Come and see the wool-encrusted drum set, the only one of its kind in the world, this Sunday.
Seems it's like it's going to be a very animated good time.
You know what we're going to do tonight is we're going to have a little rehearsal at the Rogue Brewery.
Oh, great.
Out on
the pier.
Pier 39. About 6 o'clock, we're just going to play some music.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So if you want to come on down and bust into our rehearsal, it's an open rehearsal.
Come say hi.
Have a beverage.
Say bah.
They have many on the menu, too. It's a great place to go sit down and get a great view. Have you been there before?
Yes.
Great, yeah.
Yes.
Of course, being with family in Astoria.
Yes.
Then you get to hear the sails down there. That's a great venue.
Those guys don't look very sheepish down there, but wow, what a cool sound.
I'm sure we'll hear some seal sounds from the stage tomorrow, too, for some reason after tonight's.
I have a feeling you're right.
Yeah. Well, it seems like you get kind of interactive with the crowd, perhaps. I can imagine kids are going to love.
Oh, we have some good songs for kids.
We do have a tune there. Its title is Candy.
Okay.
And that's a good song for kids to be nearby when we sing that, because at the end, there's a sweet surprise.
Ah. Okay. Oh, I understand. Out into the audience.
Yeah, we're very family friendly. We play for everybody. We like it.
That's great. Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
I know we're gonna play one more, and again, it's Steel Wool. Steelwoolband.com.
Find us on Facebook and all the usual places. We're there. We love to hear from people that say, "Hey, I heard you guys in Astoria. That's cool," you know.
And come see them live if you're local. And geez, it's great. Will you be recording anything? Maybe like you have. Actually, we didn't say hi to our friend here, the Band Aid.
Oh, our Band Aid, Tiffany. She helps us move gear, and she's carrying one of our sheep dolls there. But
nice.
She's like the fifth woolly.
My daughter would love that. Those big-eyed little stuffies.
Big-eyed stuffies.
Kind of big, aren't they? Yeah.
And so, will you be recording a little bit, and maybe putting it on the Facebook for folks to see?
Yes, and taking a lot of pictures tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
I'm the one that moves all the gear and makes sure that they're all fed. They have enough drink and
ready to bah.
Pictures.
She really has maybe the most important job out of everybody here.
Absolutely.
I'd say.
She gets all the guys too. I don't know how.